You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here on a Friday afternoon at 2:08 in the afternoon. Here to have Right Side Radio in your radio right now. Listen, it is going to be a full day, and I'm pretty excited about it. Copper is running the board. Good day to you, Miss Copper.
Good day. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you. And I know you're getting that triple dipper sound effect ready, so I'll give you a second for that. But I'm going to tell you right now, folks, I got to also just jump in real quick and tell you I'm thankful we got another member of the Right Side team I can announce today, Just Love Coffee. If you guys have had a chance, if you haven't, you need to pick up a chance pretty soon. But either on South Memorial Parkway or Hughes Road over Madison, Just Love Coffee Cafe is pretty solid. I'm sitting here actually in the studio having a cup of Just Love Coffee right now. And I went over there the other day, met with Travis, who runs the two stores, and they have a waffle menu, which I did not know existed in the world. And I had the womlet. It was an omelet with waffle bread, homemade right there on the spot, and a cup of coffee. I'm going to tell you, it's worth going by and checking this out. So listen, Right Side Radio is proud to announce that we now have Just Love Coffee on the team. So glad you guys are with us. Copper, we got to talk about a triple dipper, so hit it.
The Triple Dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
So there it is. All right. For the whole week now, we've been doing this thing called the Triple Dipper. It's our new way of laying out the show. And what we're trying to do is give you the three storylines we're going to run with every single day. So you kind of know how the show is being threaded together, right? And the three stories for today are pretty huge, actually. The first one is this. Did you know that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is forming her own green army using taxpayer dollars? That's her plan anyway. I'm going to tell you what the Climate Conservation Corps is, and we're going to spend some time unpacking that one. Oh, my Lord. The second one of the Triple Dipper for the day is this, the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment is on trial. We got some big doings right now in Second Amendment world, so if you are a gun rights person like I am, then you know the Second Amendment needs to be preserved, and we have some things happening right now in legal action that I think will also be pretty important for you to follow. And then the last one is this, and I think you already know it, but the third story is this, that bureaucrats love mandates, and yet mandates are unraveling on them left and right, and we're going to talk about that as our third story in the Triple Dipper. But I got to tell you, as I looked at this first story we're going to talk about with AOC and her Green Army, it sounds fanciful, right? I mean, it sounds like something that can't be happening. Surely not. Well, surely it is. And, you know, sometimes I feel like I'm just like walking in a dream state watching some of this. And I got to ask you, do you ever remember your dreams? I don't always, but generally if I do, I might remember them, you know, like to some degree when I first wake up, but not often past that first cup of coffee, you know? But some dreams do stick with me, and I swear I've had some dreams with my eyes wide open, if you know what I mean, like hallucinations at Army Ranger School. I can still remember because they seemed so real. I can picture little garden gnomes running through the trees in the Florida swamps at Ranger School. I can still see those little beggars with their red cone-shaped hats beating it through the woods, scared the stew out of me. But every once in a while, getting back to the real thing about dreams, every once in a while I have one of those real dreams, you know, like the sleeping kind of dream that sticks with me. And they're so vivid, and they're so unrealistically realistic, if you know what I mean. And I had one dream probably 5 or 6 years ago that I can still recall every detail of. It was one of those that I even felt like I needed to analyze it in some way or something. I won't go into all the details, but here was the gist of it. So in the dream, there was someone, I never really saw them, but there was someone who was oppressive, and they were in charge. And whoever this someone was, they had taken everything and everyone that I cared about. And they told me in the dream, the only way that I could save them was if I was willing to go neck deep into this huge body of water and stay out there for some unknown period of time. The problem was, I knew in the dream that there was something living in the water that was dangerous. I don't know, some kind of monster, alligators, I don't know. But it was dangerous, of that I was sure. And I could still see and hear and even feel that dream. I mean, I could write it all down for you right now if I needed to. It was amazingly vivid. So in the dream, at the appointed time, I waded out in the water until I was neck deep. Couldn't touch the bottom, just treading water. But that's what it took. Now, I'm not going to tell you the whole dream. There were other parts. There were significant moments in the dream. But suffice to say, I will tell you this. It did end well when the good guys saw what I was doing and the cavalry came to my aid in the dream of the good old boy who was treading water neck deep. But you know what? That dream came back to my mind as I was preparing for today's show, because that's where we are. Everything and everyone that we love is truly being threatened right now. And I'm not saying that in some alarmist fashion. This is not a conspiracy theorist show. I'm not also going to be Mr. Gloom and Doom. But I'll tell you right now, if you look at the broad picture, I mean, take it in different categories. The pandemic, vaccine mandates, people having even their private sector jobs threatened if they don't do what the government says about their healthcare decisions. Or constitutional freedoms like speech, the freedom of assembly, the freedom of worship, all being threatened or mocked or maligned. How about massive spending on big government programs instead of encouraging the private sector and the free market? Or sacrificing our international standing, like with the debacle in Afghanistan, or the way that we have just decided not to have a southern border and allow anyone and everyone to walk across and do what they want, and yet take advantage of our system when they get here. Or how about our economics? We are at 5.3% inflation. Our supply chain is disrupted. There are ships stacked up at the ports that can't get unloaded. And it's affecting every aspect of the market, right down to the cost of milk and bread. Or what about education? Alabama ranks 50th in the nation. Schools are shut down too often. Liberal social justice policies in our schools just announced today that California is going to mandate vaccines for all students in the entire state. Or how about this? Social justice. So Black Lives Matter, they can march, Antifa can riot, but churches can't meet, courtrooms can't convene, and that's not the way it's supposed to be. I could go on. You get the picture. This audience watches the Times as much as or more than I do. But in the middle of all of that, I will be honest with you, I have no loss of confidence, and I say that with all sincerity. Am I aggravated? Oh, yeah. Do I yell at the TV sometimes? You bet. But I am not in despair. Conservatives, we may be pressed down, we may be set upon, but we are not by any stretch beaten, because we know that we are right. And you see, one of those odd things about that dream, and maybe one day I'll just tell you the whole thing, was that in the dream I did not get into some kind of pitiful me mode. I also didn't begin lashing out. In the dream, everything and everybody I cared for was somehow at risk or being held hostage, but I was good with knowing that if I just go out there and get neck deep in that dangerous water, it was all going to work out. I had that sense of confidence in the dream. I still remember that. I don't even know how I was supposed to do it, but the ending of the dream, it was a plot twist, if you know what I mean, but I knew in the dream it was going to come together, and I know the same thing right now. But folks, it's going to take some of you right-side ruffians out there putting aside your personal comfort zones and being willing to get neck deep. Damn the risk. Get neck deep in the fixing of our society, the fixing of our government. If you believe the opposing forces to your traditional conservative values and principles and beliefs are well-intentioned and don't mean any harm to the things or the people that you hold dear, you are mistaken. I mean, sure, there's good folks with simply different beliefs. I get that. I'm a Christian, and I have friends who are Muslims. I'm a Republican, and I have friends who are Democrats. I'm a conservative, and I have a very few friends who are liberals, very, very few. But there is an element out there that is actually working feverishly right now to remake our society. They are working to pass laws, spend money, create policies that are designed to do fully and completely transform this nation. And the crazy thing is they're not even trying to hide it. The only way, though, the only way to counter that liberal transformation is for folks like you. We keep calling ourselves right-side ruffians, to be willing to get neck deep, to get involved in your community, to know the issues, to be aware of your times, to run for office, to support candidates who are like-minded, and to speak out at public meetings. And I know I say this kind of thing a lot, but I say it for good reason, because that's what's needed. And in the end of that dream that I had, yeah, I got neck deep, and I wasn't sure how long I could even tread water. But in the dream, when I got neck deep, that's what caused other people to join the fight. And it wound up, you know, truthfully being a pretty cool dream. It's time to get neck deep, folks. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, there you have it. Neck deep. Neck deep. I'm just saying. And you got to be willing to go. I mean, you got to get off in the deep end of the pool here, all right? There's no more wading, you know, shallow water here. You can't just touch your toes in and expect to get something done. I mean, I'm talking about right now, they are out there literally trying to take every tax dollar that you have ever provided and add more to it so they can do things that you and I never dreamed government would ever try and do. And they want to remake and rework our society. I'm just telling you, folks, the time for wading in the shallow end of the pool is over with. We have got to get neck deep. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. We will be right back.